Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WWE superstar Becky Lynch headlining WrestleMania on Sunday night out at MetLife Stadium. And she provides us a couple of minutes. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good.
Listen, it's time for the man, because that's who Becky Lynch is.
Yes.
Listen, you are doing unbelievable. I'm so happy for you. And you are really just tearing it up. And I'm so fired up. Moose and I have been talking about the big main event at WrestleMania, you know, first time ever, and you guys making history yourself and Charlotte and Ronda Rousey. Winner take all. You're locked in, girl.
Locked in, and I'm going to be walking out with two titles and two arms.
That's it.
What the hell? How do we get here, lads? What a life. What a time to be alive.
too much.
How does it feel, though, to be headlining it, to be part of a match that's headlining WrestleMania?
Absolutely amazing. But it feels like it feels so right, you know? Like, I've obsessed about this since I was 15 years old. And being on the pre-show last year,
right?
I remember getting a text at WrestleMania saying, oh, next year it'll probably be Charlotte versus Ronda Rousey for the main event of WrestleMania. Excuse me?
Yeah, right.
Am I not even in the conversation? Well, no, you were just on the pre-show.
Wow. But that's motivational, right?
Well,
that's motivational.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I like to say I run on spite and coffee.
I respect that.
And the fact was... Okay, you can put in your two golden girls.
Right.
But no, for the future of this business, we can't just have the two corporate golden girls in there, especially when Ronda Rousey, a few months before that, was crying in her kitchen about how tough the schedule was while she was holding a championship. You cannot be holding a championship and crying in your kitchen, having worked on a part-time schedule for 4 months, and be talking about how you're so upset because you can't make your husband breakfast. God damn it. You do not deserve the main event of WrestleMania when you're crying in your kitchen about not being able to make breakfast.
I heard about this Irish temper of Becky. I don't want to get Bex plexed here. I have to be careful. Because I don't have any Taz plexes left. I'm done, Beck. Okay, so don't, please. If you're going to get aggressive, you take it out on the Moose. Don't come at me.
Well, I've never had one.
That's why I was directing at a Moose.
I have a Bex plex, a Taz plex, never had a Moose plex.
Moose is good.
So
he just wants to have
I'm
his
good.
Muffin and leave everybody alone.
No, I just want to have a good time.
He's a banana, he's happy.
I'm here for the good time and the laughs and talk a little sports and talk a little wrestling. That's what I'm here for.
No bumps needed.
You guys can throw each other around, all right?
Becky. Listen, it's well documented. You've paid your dues. You've earned your stripes. And everyone in the industry and the WWE Universe knows that, too. The fan base, besides the men and women of the business and WWE superstars, understand how you've earned. You know, and I want to say that publicly. I respect what you've done. And
Thank
I mean that
so
from
much.
The bottom of my heart. You know,
that
and,
means
and,
a lot to me.
Yes. And, you know, and I'm just so happy that, you know, the fan base, the WWE Universe, they have encompassed this main event. And you, the man, they have really just pulled you in. And you've pulled them in. And by the way, you are hot fire on social media.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Stiff City.
Which, for Becky,
you are unbelievable.
Becky, for Taz, it's all about social media. It's really every single day. It's all about Twitter and social media. That's really all it comes
down to. She blows me away. She's unbelievable.
Well, because, you know, that's the thing. We have a live microphone 24 hours a day at the touch of... A fingertip. But I could use that to post pictures, selfies, hashtag
anything.
Freaking Bemidji, or I could, you know, like, or I could, Bemidji is actually a beautiful place. We did a show there a while ago. Shout out to Bemidji. But you know, if I'm Charlotte Flair, I'm like posting a picture of me in my freaking robe going, hashtag WWE Bemidji, queen emoji. Oh, wow, that gets me excited. Or I could actually be trying to get people excited about the main event of WrestleMania to ensure that we're the main event of WrestleMania, not just expect that we're going to be handed it.
Right, that's fair. Why do you think, Becky, you connect so much to the fans, to the wrestling fan? Why do you think you, as a performer, a wrestler, why do you think you connect so well to the fans?
So I think they see a realness, you know, and I think they can feel that. They feel that I love this business and that I've worked hard to get to this point. And I think anybody can relate to that story of somebody that wasn't necessarily the most gifted, the most athletic, the best looking, the whatever else you want to put, but they've worked and they've overcome, and they try to believe in themselves more than other people believe in them, and they see something better for themselves than what they are positioned to have. And I think people can relate to that, and they can get behind that.
Well, paying your dues, as Taz mentioned, I mean, paying your dues, working your way up, and, you know, not the success or, you know, having the golden ticket and being handed it, but earning it. I mean, because I think everybody out there, you know, regardless of your line of work, can appreciate someone who worked their rear end off to get to the spot they're at. And that also helps you appreciate it even more as well.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
And that's what happened, you know, and that's what and you laid it out perfectly, Becky, because the audience, the WWE Universe, they understand that. That's why you have that connection with them, because you're blue collar as blue collar gets. And they get that. Even if it's a white collar folk or blue collar folk, it don't matter. They get you because you're real. And when you get on a mic and talk your talk and strut your stuff, it's real. And then when the ding, ding, ding happens, you bring the wood, as I like to call it. So, and that's the key. You bring the wood. So you're going to be physical. And so are those other two girls you're fixing to work with, as you know, wrestle, as you know, in that main event. Those girls, you know. we've witnessed the physicality you three have amongst each other, especially what happened on Raw when you all got locked up. Yeah. So that was wild, by the way.
Yeah.
That was wild.
It was my second time I was experiencing.
I know,
the other two were freaking out. I was like, I've been here before.
You're collecting mug shots now.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Exactly. The t-shirt aged well.
I love the t-shirt.
Yeah. The t-shirt aged well.
That's available on WWE.com.
.com, yeah.
I'll get a little plug for you.
Yes. Give me that merch money. Need to buy a new kitchen.
Do nerves come into play at all? I mean, you mentioned that last year you were on the pre-show. Now you're the main event in the whole ball of wax. Do you get nervous at all? Does that come into play or no?
Oh, of course. I always get nervous because I care, you know, and I want everything to go well. And I've often heard that if you're not getting nervous, then something's wrong. But I don't get overwhelmingly nervous anymore. It's that focus, those good butterflies, but let's get there.
So feed off the energy. The energy's got to be, to walk out in that stadium that night is going to be, it's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah.
But she's more than ready. She's and that, what you're talking about, Becky, I've had the opportunity to have, not main event WrestleMania, but I understand what you mean. And it's tough to explain to someone because it is a nervousness, but it's not. And Moose, what happens is once the match happens, once you lock up and that first move, you get knocked down or you knock someone down, it goes away instantly.
Right, it's more about the build-up. Yeah. The build-up to where it's like, you know, everything where the, you know, where you guys, what you have been able to accomplish and what you've done, what you've done as a group, and Taz has talked about a lot, what you guys have done as a group to really raise the level and prominence of women wrestlers. I mean, it's remarkable to where women wrestlers were 20 years ago to where they are now. I mean, it looked at completely different. And Becky, you have a lot of the reason why that is the case.
Oh, and that's what I've always wanted to do, you know, and that's what I set off home to do. And I even said to one of my friends, a friend who actually believed in me, you know, I said that I want to main event WrestleMania. And he said, it's nice to have dreams, but be realistic. Ooh. But at the time, it was kind of like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
We both laughed about it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it was so unthinkable. Yeah. But now it's unthinkable to think that it was unthinkable. Mm. You know?
Like, that's a good one.
And that's freaking awesome.
That is great.
I got to ask you, aside from everything going on with WrestleMania and tonight's NXT TakeOver at Barclays Center in Brooklyn, and that's going to be an amazing show also, and the Hall of Fame tomorrow night in Brooklyn. Nothing to do with that. When's the last time you've been home? Back to Ireland, like your family, you know, how long has it been? I mean, you get a chance to go back, and you're traveling all over the world. When was the last time, like, you've been home, like back in your country?
I got back for Christmas, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah,
oh, nice.
Yeah,
good,
yeah.
Good, good,
yeah,
good.
We got Christmas off this year.
Well, that's great.
Thank you, Vinny.
Different WWE than I work for. I was in the studio doing voiceovers.
Yeah. I think last year they taped on Christmas Day, but this year I got 3 days at home.
Nice.
To be fair, I was filming for two of them. Yeah. But I was able to go home and see
that's
everybody
awesome.
And
awesome.
Have tea with me, Ma, and she's coming. she's on a flight in the way.
Oh, she's
over here right
she's
now.
Gonna, oh,
yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
How proud is she?
She's so proud. My dad's over here too. Don't know the magnitude of this. He understands it. He brought me over a clipping from the Irish newspaper. I made it to the Irish newspaper. So happy days.
Are they emotional? Do you think they'll be crying when they see you come out?
I don't know. We'll see. My mom, maybe.
Yeah, your mom.
Dad's a tough egg problem.
Yeah. My dad's probably like, oh,
yeah, that's cool.
Well done. Well done.
I'm proud of him.
Good job. These people, they know who you are.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah, Becky, thank you so much.
You're on a busy schedule here.
Thanks,
so we understand that.
I really appreciate it.
Have a great match on Sunday night. We'll all be watching. It's going to be fantastic.
Will. Oh,
all
right. I will.
Go get him.
Becky Lynch, WWE superstar, main eventing WrestleMania on Sunday night out at MetLife Stadium along with Charlotte Flair and also Ronda Rousey. It's going to be some event, going to be some show, and a match that is going to be off the charts at the end of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.